Hi, this is education for Mr. James Terrell, J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 9/23/89, date of accident 9/27/2021, and date of service is 6/9/2022. Mr. James Terrell is visiting for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was a motorcycle driver and was involved in an automobile accident when he was hit on his right side, and then he flew in the air and landed up on the right foot and left hand, and the right hand. Right foot, right hand, that was caught up in this accident, and he injured his head. Patient report that he passed out for a few minutes, and this caused him severe headaches located in the front, back, and both temples, associated with dizziness, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event. But also, there was a severe pain in the neck, both shoulders, lower back, radiation to the right posterior thigh, as well as into the right knee, right ankle, and foot. These pains caused him severe difficulty in maintaining ADLs. He was initially seen at Henry Ford Hospital and also at Sinai Grace Hospital. He has seen a bone doctor, orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Elizabeth King, at the Henry Ford Hospital. He has seen a chiropractor and physical therapy also. The accident did occur on 9/27/2021. He was found to have a herniated disc at L5-S1, leading to mild to moderate inflammation and left neural foramen stenosis, and affecting left S1 nerve root. And L4-L5 disc is bulging. In addition, in the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C5-6. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 129/92, pulse is 85, pulse ox 99. Rest of the physical examination is similar to the previous visit of /5/10/2022, dictation number is 0514. Please use the entire physical therapy as physical exam as well as the diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. After reviewing all the labs and maps, we have provided a donut pillow for patient to be comfortable while sitting. As he is having severe pain, he was pointing out towards the pelvic area. He also reported that his erection was poor, and neck pain was radiating to the right arm. And his MRIs were reviewed in great detail. Patient was informed the pathology and options. He will benefit from cervical epidural steroid injection besides physical therapy. He was informed about the stretching of the spine and spine traction. In addition, patient reports his pain is shooting down to the right posterior thigh in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. The MRIs that were reviewed did show herniated disc at L5 S1 as well as bulging disc at L4 L5, and he was informed about all the options of the treatment. Since the accident was a year ago, 9/27, a time has come that he will benefit from injection. His erection is very poor, and it is believed that his S1 nerve is involved in this process, although he has no incontinence of the urine and bowel. The patient is quite cooperative. He was provided with following medications to help. He was provided with Furoset 1-2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, 90 tablets. A trial of Medrol 8 milligram daily was provided to help with the additional anti-inflammatory effect. Cialis was provided 5 milligram daily PRN for erection issues. Prilosec was provided for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. He was also given the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy, Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lunesta 1 milligram daily in the evening for sleep, and Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical relief. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 60 tablets are provided, and Gabapentin 60 tablets, 600 milligram twice a day for discontinued. Tylenol with codeine was discontinued. Furoset was discontinued in this prescription to the Advanced RX. However, they were given on a different prescription where Furoset, Medrol, Cialis, and Prilosec were given. Patient was provided temporary pain relief. This is Narco 7.5-25 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. The patient is now encouraged to have his LESI, CESI, as well as possibly a sacroiliac joint injection. The last lumbar epidural was done on 6-1-2022, and three to five more will be done to bring the relief. Thank you.